Lexus brand. Jeremy House reporting.
Palestinians report the first fatality in protests against President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. A 30-year-old man from Gaza has reportedly been killed by Israeli fire. Palestinians clashing with Israeli troops today across the West Bank and Gaza. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. I'm back, the Clark gang. Left me one microphone with lipstick on it. Can you believe that? I have lipstick all over the microphone. What were you two doing in here yesterday? Good morning. I did hear a lot of neat things that they said. People were telling me they really had a good time with Clark and Clark. Well, you know what? I am glad. You know, I'm happy that we can get, you know, we just have just really quality people here that if I can't be here or if we're gone someplace, they can just stand in here and do a great job. But good morning, everybody. It's like 6 minutes after the hour or so. And news is always brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Newly remodeled, but they still have that great, great customer service and a great walk-in humidor. What's the weather look like, Jared?
Right now it is 34 degrees. Today it's going to be sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 71, a low of 40. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 71, a low of 41, sunny and clear. On Sunday, a high of 68, a low of 40, sunny and clear. And on Monday, a high of 68 and a low of 42, sunny and clear.
Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people over there, Chuck and Judy Kenny. I am watching a dog that I have just really started liking. First of all, I walked in, and he's good size. And I said, would you mind moving the dog? I didn't want to move the dog by kicking him around or anything. He is a darling.
He is a darling. I thought you were really starting to like me, but it's okay that it's
you,
the dog. Yeah,
you.
It's fine.
You know what?
It's fine.
I've loved you since the moment you walked in.
Well, thank you.
In the sense of a fatherly type of love.
So, Dan here, or as I affectionately refer to him, everybody has a nickname, and we try not to because it's like, oh, just use their name. So we try not to have nicknames, but it's too hard sometimes. This is Dan the Handsome Man. You got to say his name twice. It only makes sense to call him Dan the Handsome Man or something cute because he needs it. Dan's kind of a short and sweet name for him, and he needs something longer. He's like Sir Dan.
Dan weighs about
70-80 pounds.
70-80 pounds, but he's brown and he has white on his nose. Four white feet. I'm sure there's other white, but you have him in his little go out T-shirt.
Yeah, so he's a retriever mix. He's about 6 years old.
This is a good looking dog,
my
friend.
He's a good looking dog. Yeah.
And when I walked up to him, he looks me in the eye and he puts his paw out to shake hands.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even have to say anything. He just looks at me, holds his paw out.
It's more
is that cool?
It is really cool. It's more of like holding
hands.
That's right.
He doesn't put his paw down. He just lets you
he
hold his paw.
Holds your hand if you're sitting next to him. And he's facing, you know, you're sitting shoulder to shoulder kind of thing. He will just pick it up and put it in your lap or pick it up and put it in your hand. He just kind of wants to just be touching you.
Where did
you.
He come from?
He came in as a stray originally.
You're kidding. Because I tell you what, look at him. Right now, this dog, we're talking like 70 pounds here. Mm-hmm. And he is sitting there just as quiet and loving. He's 6 years old, around six. What a great dog to have
he's
around.
And
he's
sweet
calm
and great on a leash, and he's good with other dogs and kids, and he's just perfect. He's such a sweet
boy. So what's
boy.
He rated for?
I think 8 and up. But
because he's bigger?
Because he's big, but he's so tolerant. I could see him just going with a younger kid,
but,
too. He's
but
just
you don't
so
see him, like, run around and try to knock things down.
No. He hasn't jumped up on anything, anybody that I've ever seen, so he's... No, and he doesn't kind of have to be touching you. He's very...
Look at him. He just leans over on you.
Yeah, he's not overbearing, but he really likes to, like, climb in your lap.
I'm telling you, Jared, this is the one.
Lean into you when you're petting him, and he's so... He just makes you want to pet him. Like, all dogs love to be, you know, loved on, but not quite as much as Dan loves to be loved on.
He just sits there on you. And he came in as a stray.
Yeah,
somebody's loved on this dog a lot.
His ears are so soft that you can't help but touch him.
Look at that.
So today is the day for Stuff the Bus, everybody. So today there's Stuff in the Bus this morning. They're going to be doing, they're doing both Reading and Chico today.
Down at Crown Motors today.
Yeah, down at Crown Motors.
So you come on in and you put a
new unwrapped children's toy in our bucket for Stuff the Bus. Even if this is after this afternoon, it still is going to count. You can come and bring in a toy. And you can take home any animal in the shelter, dogs or cats, for $25. So that includes Dan here. And he's so
you know what?
Sweet.
This dog needs a home for Christmas.
And this dog's worth much more than $25.
This is a great dog. Oh, he's got like a white underneath his neck. And he's not a dark brown. He's kind of a tan.
Yeah, it's like a tan. So, and he's got little stripes here and there. He's got a fun little coat, but he's so cute.
You know what? The dog is just sitting here just as calm as could be. What a great dog to take on walks.
See, look, when I stop petting him.
I know. It's like,
just nuzzled. Okay. Hey, you forgot me.
Yep. Now he's over there. He's like the rest of us in here. Little cough.
Yeah, I could just sneeze.
He's sneezing. Well, I can see that in this place. I sneeze a lot, too. Yes. Okay. Now he's finally, the tail wags twice.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how do we get him? How do we adopt him out?
Give us a call 241-1653 or come on down to the shelter. We're open 11 to 5 today and tomorrow.
Can you bring a toy to the shelter?
You can bring a toy to the shelter. Yeah.
And you get him for $25.
Yeah.
Still
getting
for $25.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is a great deal, my friends. You know, we've had 100% adoption rate here, and we'd like to continue that. And as you know, Haven Humane has gone to a no kill designation with dogs already.
Yes.
I mean, even though not officially.
Not officially, no. But our numbers are no kill.
But you're for dogs.
They're actually above
the standard. Yeah, we're working on kitties now.
Working on kitties. We're going to get our kitten nursery built, and that's going to make a huge difference for our numbers. So, we're getting there.
Does Dan know what his name is?
He does.
How long have you had Dan? You haven't had him very long.
I haven't had him. We haven't had him very long. He actually was adopted and brought back due to the owners having some pretty terrible health problems. It was really sad. They were very upset to let him go, but they actually had to move on to like long-term care, so they couldn't.
Oh, so they were
take
older
Dan.
People.
So they were very much in love with him and very smitten by him. So they said he was perfect. So he was returned to of no fault of his own.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good dog. Okay, Amy. Thank you so much. Remember, everybody, go on down to Crown Motors today with your unwrapped toy, and you can get $25 off, or you can get you can adopt an animal for $25.
Yeah, and you can actually bring that to the shelter as well anytime today. So that's how you'll get your $25 discount or for your dog or cat. Bring an unwrapped new toy into Haven Humane.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Amy, thanks a lot, and we will see you next week.
All right.
And
have
Dan,
a great weekend,
good
guys.
Luck out there, buddy. Oh, yes. Good luck out there, buddy.
Oh, he's so cute.
He is.
He's adorable. All right. Thank you.
Jared wants him.
Jared needs him.
Jared needs him. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and be right back after these messages.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at Estate.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
This is Mayor Vanderson, Baron Browning, wishing my nephews, Tyler and Austin Nelson, and all of the troops, both home and abroad, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As a Marine Corps veteran, I want to thank you personally for your service to our great country.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University, Powerhouse Solar, Orchard Nutrition, and Dan's Optical.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 8th of December, 2017. Closing in on Christmas, Jared. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You are?
For Christmas?
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Did you shop already?
No.
Oh, well, good. If you had, you'd had to turn in your man card. Okay. Hey, it's 34 degrees out there right now. It's going to go up. Is that right? It's going to go up to 71 today? Are you kidding? 71?
Seems warm.
A 40 degree swing? Oh, it happens around here. You know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over there at Sleep Number. Sleep Number. If you're looking for the perfect, I tell you what, if you're looking for the perfect gift for Christmas, it's a Sleep Number bed. It really is. Imagine giving the gift of sleep for the next 15 or 20 years to your loved one, or just for yourself. With the dual air technology, that means is that your partner can sleep at their own Sleep Number setting. When Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40 and my Sleep Number setting is 60. And so my bed's firmer, and I'm very happy there, my side of the bed. And then her side of the bed's a little bit, less firm, and she likes that. Any time that you sleep in the bed and you don't realize just how much it means being able to adjust that until you go and sleep someplace else. And right now, our friends down at Sleep Number have got some really good deals going down. Queen mattresses are starting only at $899, and 9 out of 10 couples can't agree on the mattresses and the firmness. So here you can have it your way all the time. The new Sleep Number beds automatically adjust so you stay sleeping comfortably through the night. And right now, a special financing for 48 months on all beds, including the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, now through December 18th with a Sleep Number credit card. Subject to credit approval and minimum monthly payments required. Ask for the store details, and the store is down there in the Target Shopping Center right next to the Vitamin Shop. So head on down there and talk to one of the people there. You know what? We're not sorry that we're on these beds and that we have, these have been probably the best beds we've ever slept in, Sleep Number. Okay. Why is California burning there, Jared? Why is it burning in Southern California?
I do not know.
Well, you know what? Part of it is nature. Part of it is just human stupidity. Let's start out with start out with the fact that the Thomas fires 115,000 acres, 439 buildings gone. Gone. So how come this is happening right here? Mainly because that people have started moving out, you know, into the hinterlands. So you've got urban sprawl. You have remember last year when it rained so much? So much undergrowth. They have no way of taking care of the undergrowth. There's no undergrowth management. It's out there in the chaparral and the mesquite, and the chaparral has learned to live, and they have not trimmed them for years. You put that in there with houses that are along on those hills and along that whole area, and then you have all that rain for all that undergrowth, and then you had a real hot summer, and there's been no winter rains. And on top of that, the Santa Anas are blowing. Now, Santa Anas weren't always called Santa Anas. They used to be called the Santanas, Satan. And they were just changed to Santa Anas. So here you go. You've got the perfect, what is it? You know how they talk about the perfect storm? This is the perfect firestorm. So you've got all this undergrowth. You have houses that are out there on these hills and this, where it's dry already. You have sparks. You have not enough firefighting equipment. Then you have these winds that are blowing at 80 miles an hour. And once it starts, that's it. I'm surprised most of Southern California hasn't burned at one time or the other, even though it may look like it has. These are still not under control. And they said the Getty Museum was in danger. Imagine all that. And it's not just the danger of it burning down. We know this a lady whose relative has three houses. Two of them are burnt down, and she's afraid for the third because she had her house and two rental houses. Her house is burnt down the hill. The rental house is gone, and then the fire was working down the canyon at her third house. Now you could say, well, you know, she's got insurance, but she does. But she also has art pieces, and try to get the full amount of what those art pieces are. If you have, if you had them, say you had them looked at and you got a price on them from years ago, how much are they worth now? How much would be worth on the market? But just think about all that money, all those irreplaceable things that people have. If you knew a fire was coming, Jared, and it's coming towards you, do you have like papers, important papers and documents, and maybe maybe photos or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely.
That you have, but do you have it all in one place that you could like grab it and throw it in the back of your truck?
I do.
Grab mom and put her in there.
I don't know about photos, not so much, but like any important like documents, legal documents, are all in the same place.
They are. Well, yeah. You know what? You're probably one of the few people that do that. Though around here we should do that because we have earthquakes, we have fires, we have what don't we have? I don't think we have. Have we had tornadoes? I think
I've heard of a tornado.
I've heard of
a tornado. Few years ago.
Yeah, that's
I remember
right.
One like touched down on top of the theater once. I want to say 10 years ago.
Whoa! Not only do we have fires, floods, and tornadoes, we have earthquakes. What else do we have? We have a chance that mountains around this could erupt. California, love it. Love this place. Love it. Okay, so So some of the people were told, as you've heard in other fires, I mean, here's the firemen are banging on the door saying, get out, get out. Imagine what you could take with you. Try and find your dog. Okay, so 115,000, that's just in the Thomas fire. That doesn't even count the rest of them. 439 buildings. Wow. Hey, you know, yesterday was Pearl Harbor Day. We celebrate Pearl Harbor Day here in Shasta County. Down there, there's a monument right down in front of the county courthouse down there. We have no longer have any Pearl Harbor survivors that attend that. The last one, I think, Mel Fisher moved down to Southern California to be near his family. But there were over 2 dozen people there, including families of Pearl Harbor survivors. I laid a wreath there. But you think about that. 76 years ago, Pearl Harbor. And then you think about the ones that are still alive from there. They're all in their late 80s or early 90s. Some of them in their hundreds. They're 102, 103 years old. And you think about that. So the greatest generation is slowly, or quickly, I guess, starting to leave us. And we can't, you know, but we can't forget this. You know, Pearl Harbor, we were in the middle of it, but we were still in a depression. A lot of things going on. We didn't have our Army or Navy wasn't built up, any of this. And we managed to go from a non-war footing to turning out, what it was, a ship a week within 3 years. We retooled all of our industry to make from cars to make automobiles, and not make automobiles, but make tanks, planes, ships, submarines, everything, rifles, ammunition, everything it would take to fight a global war. And this country had the ability to do that. I don't know if the country has the ability to do that now. If we had to go back and build everything again, because so much of our stuff has gone to other countries, and you know how much of those natural resources do we still have, or that we're having to pull in from other countries? It could be really, you know, if you think about it, how difficult would that be to do to try and do something like that in today's age? When you just think about the problem and just building a ship and getting a ship out on the line, where we used to be, you know, during World War II, we were turning out a ship a week. I mean, every week another ship came out. It may not have been a battleship, but it was a ship that could carry supplies and all these things. And they were just dropping them out one a week, boom, boom, boom. So they could, we outproduced everything, everybody, food, armament. And then our people were fighters. And people didn't realize is how, you know, they should have from World War I, is that Americans, when they get their dander up, are going to fight. And they're going to take the war to you. They may not have the Prussian, general staff, but they have a bunch of smart people that are going to fight and win. And that's the way it's always been for the United States. Your warriors on the ground are the best in the world. You know, it's one of the reasons we're having if you've been listening to our holiday salutes to our military, and we so much appreciate the companies that are the organizations that are supporting our salute to the military here. And it's heartfelt. And we have other people coming in here talking, saying thank you to the military. Thank you for serving for us. Thank you for being away during this time period. Thank you for putting your life on the line for us. And veterans, thank you for have done that. And those young men and women and older men and women that are out there right now, they're not going to come home for Christmas. On Christmas Day, on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we don't go outside the wire. Why? You don't want anything to happen, frankly. You don't want to see any of your men or women get hurt on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, because you don't want the casualty assistance officer to knock on somebody's door on Christmas and say, and read them or say to them those fateful words, I regret to inform you. So. And sometimes we don't forget, we don't remember that. We talk to people, just yesterday I was talking to somebody, said, we just had to turn in all of my daughter's husband's getting ready to deploy to Afghanistan. He's just getting new stuff issued and, blah, blah, blah. And he's going to be leaving in a couple months. And it's like people don't realize we're still sending a lot of young men and women in harm's way. Afghanistan and Iraq. How about in places you didn't even know about? In Africa. And the edge of Somalia and Darfur and all these other places we have our men and women out there. I mean, take time now and then just to think about that and think about where they are while we're here just enjoying ourselves and having our turkey and having the beer and something as simple as a beer. They don't get that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I don't mean this in a maudlin sense, and the reason I'm talking about it is because this is what we did. This is what we do. This was the job that we were supposed to do. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. On the corner of Eureka and Court Street, they've got an indoor swimming pool that is salt water. They have a spa. They have it all. Right there at Wellgate Sports Club. I mean, you're not going to find a better place that's cleaner with more equipment, all new stuff, and a more professional staff than Wellgate Sports Club. Boheme Spa, the swimming pool, and Rich in the Valley. Head on down there today. Tell them Carl And Linda and Bob sent you down there and get a free workout and have them show you everything that they're doing down there. And remember, you want to get started, you know, here it is, end of the year. So what do? We're going to get in shape for next year, right? Start now. So you avoid the rush for January 1st, you know, or you could wait till January 10th and everybody's quit at that point. No, I'm just kidding. Wellgate Sports Club. We'll be right back. It is 7:30 here on the 8th of December, 34 degrees, going up to 71 today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
On behalf of the students, faculty, and staff of Simpson University, we want to wish all of our servicemen and women, whether deployed overseas or at home, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We are truly blessed to live in a country where freedom was defended in the past, now, and in the future by extraordinary men and women who wear the uniform of the United States of America. Merry Christmas and God bless each and every one of you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. Friday night, or today's Friday, my goodness. And last night, we had at Elements Lounge at Wind River, the last Thursday night, extravaganza with Linda and Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, and Joe Larson, Lou White, of course, Cleveland Bonet, Bruce Kalen, and Bobby Veramontes, and Linda. Full house. Great night. Scott Lewis. Scott Lewis, they were saying his world-famous Alleluia. And nobody does it better than him. I know everybody talks about, pentatonics and all this. Trust me, Scott Lewis is as good as any of those people are in that song. And then Linda sings O Holy Night, which is a fantastic, fantastic rendition of that. And then you just have a great time. So if you weren't there, we're sorry. And catch her during Valentine's Day or Mother's Day out at Wind River. Let's go to the phones. We have a man on the street, a guy on the ground. We have eyes on truck. Is that true?
That's right, Carl. Good morning, and thank you for having me come on.
You bet.
I'm Kent. I'm with the Salvation Army, and we're teamed up with KRCR News Channel 7 for Stuff the Bus right here at Crown Motors. It goes from 7 o'clock this morning. Well, it's already started. In fact, we have people coming before 7 to drop off toys. But come on down, unwrap new unwrapped toys, fill the wrap a bus, and help a lot of kids out there in the community.
Yeah, you know, the economy, while it's bouncing back, hasn't bounced all the way back yet. And
no, it hasn't.
So, you know, anything we can do to help a kid have a nice Christmas. And the reason they have to be new and unwrapped is to make sure is that, you know, that somebody isn't just having a weird kind of sense of humor and taking all the old toys that are beat up and chewed up from the family and just giving them in.
Right.
You all would wrap every one of them. Is that correct?
No, we do not wrap. Actually, what we do, Carl, is we have agencies that have kids that are in need.
Uh-huh.
Well, we give those presents to the parents and let the parents wrap them.
Oh, okay, that's better. Yeah.
Can make sure that, like you were saying, that they're not chewed up, reused. You know, it's brand new, making kids feel so good on this time of the year when they're, you know, like I said, down on their luck.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that goes from 7 to 7 today at Crown Motors, right down
right,
there.
Right, they're on Parkview Side Drive.
Parkview Side Drive, right there. Parkview
Side.
Yeah,
going into the service department.
Okay, right down there by the service department. You know, as you go down Cypress, you can see it on your right-hand side there. And just turn right there at the Parkview's on one side, Athens is on the other, so you just take it right there.
That is correct, yeah.
And whip it in there, and just you don't even have to get out of the car, right?
Nope. We have people come right to your car. We take them, and you can stay in a nice, warm, cozy car because it's cold out here.
Okay. Wow. And are you giving candy canes or anything?
Well, we're working on that. we've got a lot of candy canes out in our kettles. We're trying to get some more so we can have them out here.
Hey, by the way, you're for the kettle. Now, are you still looking for bell ringers, right?
Boy, are we ever. We need bell ringers desperately.
How do people sign up for that, Ken?
Come right over to 2691 Larkspur Lane, right across the street from Blood Source. Go right in and see the ladies in the office. You sign the paper, get a kettle, you go out and you can ring for only 2 hours if you want, or an hour. You know, every little bit helps. We are behind this year because of, the economy and everything like that, but we still strive to serve as many communities and services as we can throughout the year.
Absolutely. Okay, so they need bell ringers out there, everybody.
Oh, yes.
You get to go out
the
there.
The phone number, if you want to call, is 222-2207, and you want option one.
Option one.
You right into the kettle office.
You know what, and everybody, you get a neat little, wait a minute.
I'm sorry, Carl, what?
I'm just ringing my bell.
Hey,
I have my own bell. And you know what? We would ring our bells in different ways, because you say this is a plaintive ring and, to get people's attention. And this is one that just says, hey, come over here and give me a dollar. I will ring this until I don't see you anymore. So I'm thinking about getting like air horns or something and, using those to get their attention as they're walking by.
Well, Carl, you're very active in the community. You can also challenge your other friends and groups and stuff to see who can outring who. In fact, myself and Captain Danielson just did a challenge, an 8-hour challenge. He was at Walmart, and I was at Hobby Lobby. So it was
fun.
Whoa.
You know what? Which one was the best?
Well, unfortunately, the captain beat me by $40, but I cheated. I was there an extra 2 hours, so they combined that second kettle in, and I beat him.
Well, you cheated, though. That doesn't count. He was at Walmart,
no.
too.
Well, no. See, the thing is that I stopped my 8-hour. We rank for 8 hours.
By oh, okay. Way. Okay.
And I stopped the kettle at 5 o'clock when the challenge was over. I
oh.
started a new kettle.
Oh,
they
I see.
Me to see if I, even with my kettle, if I beat them or not. So.
Oh, okay, I got it. You did 2 kettles then. Wow.
Right.
There you go, buddy. Okay, everybody, head on down to Crown Motors today from 7 o'clock. Well, it's already started. From now until 7 p.m. tonight, bring a new unwrapped toy, hand it to them down there, and you're going to make some kid happy this Christmas. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you, Carl, for letting me come on, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas to you. Okay. You know what? That's cool. Have you ever rung the bell?
I have, and I plan to do again this year.
You are?
Yeah.
Jared. You know, I just find out new things about you all the time.
Well, you challenged me a couple of years ago.
Oh, to do it. That's right.
I did actually do it. Yeah.
Did you like it?
Well, I mean, honestly, it can be, a little boring.
But it can be boring.
But you're trying to help out your community. You're trying to help out those in need. So I think it's worth it.
I think I'm going to go down to Walmart because, they're losing $3 million a year of in shoplifting down there in our local Walmart. And I think I'm going to stand out there. I see the people running out with something like they're shoplifting it. And I'm going to grab them and say, look, I'll let you continue on, but you got to give me $2 for the Salvation Army. What do you think? Think that'll work?
It might.
I'm really thinking about going down. If somebody would like to belong to my I'm going to start a club. And I'm going to take my club of like 8 guys down to Walmart. I'm going to see if Walmart will hire me. You just heard the other day. I know, to me, it's still I've been talking about it ever since. I'm sorry. But when I hear that this Walmart loses $3 million a year on shoplifting, I mean, doesn't that strike you as being, like, a lot? I mean, I don't know how much is from within. I mean, you got to just say, some of it's going to be from within. But the lady said, oh, no, they come and do their shopping at night. They go on out with their little carts or everything they can carry, and they're selling it over the weekend. I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, $3 million. I'm going to go down there with a group of 8 guys, knuckle draggers, mouth breathers, their noses are crooked. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to offer, look, I don't even want to be in your store. But I want, if you pay me this much money, I'm going to tell you that you're going to cut your losses by probably 90%. I can't touch anything on the inside, but I bet I can help you on the outside. And just put these guys patrolling the parking lots, standing there, and when a Walmart person comes out, he's shoplifting, she is, just go over and take it away from him. What do you think? Charge them $1 million, and they've saved $2 million.
Charge them $1 million.
And then we'll chase them all over to the Target shopping center. Are you listening to me? We're going to chase them all over to the Target shopping center. And then Walmart's going to be all clean. And then after a while, they're going to go, okay, hey, we don't need you guys anymore. We'll say, okay, that's fine. So we just go over to Target and offer them and then we chase the ones from, chase them out of Target back into Walmart. I mean, if you think about this, this is just a very simplistic, brilliant plan.
It sounds like extortion to me.
It's not extortion. It's not extortion. What you're doing is you're stopping their losses. He said it's extortion is saying, hey, look, I'm going to do this. This is going to happen to you if you don't pay me. No. What you're doing is I'm stopping people stealing from you by stopping them and getting all your stuff and putting it back into the shelves where you can have a safe, happy environment out there. And then after you've done that for a while, you only have to do it for like 2 or 3 weeks, and the bad guys know that it doesn't do any good to go over to Walmart. So they're going to go someplace else. Then we find that place, and we help them out. I mean, I'm not hiring the shoplifters. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy, what's wrong with this idea?
Actually, nothing, but I was going to tell you what some of the shoplifters up here are doing.
Okay.
At these drug houses, if you get a list and you give it to somebody, they'll go into Walmart or wherever and steal all that stuff and sell it to you for half price. So, Okay, I got to get back to work, Carl. Nice talking to you.
Okay, Jimmy,
you
thanks a lot.
Bye.
You bet. Jimmy's out on some construction site. You know what? Does that make sense to you? You find some druggie and say, "Hey, look, I want these toys for Christmas. You know, I'll give you $50." Boom! He comes back with $400 worth of toys, hands it to you. You give him $50. Everybody wins, except Walmart. This is so, you know what? This is really, you know, the fact is, you know, this is just disgusting. This is in our little hometown. This is in our hometown. $3 million, and that's just out of one business. Think about all of them, what's going on right now. They have to lock up underwear in Walmart now. You can't just grab underwear. You can't grab when's the last time, Jared, that you walked into any store and was able just to pick up a razor blade? They're all locked up.
Yeah, that and like deodorant and weird stuff.
Everything. You know, anything can be stolen easily. They just start locking it up. And so now you got to have more people come over and say, "Hey, I'd like to buy this." And they open it up and give it to you. And then they lock it back up again. And if you try to get in there and get it yourself, they hit you with a deer tranquilizer dart. And you wake up someplace in Alturas or something like that. Hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show, and speaking of this kind of stuff, is brought to you by North State Security. North State Security is the place if you want help around your business or your home. These are the guys to do it. They've got a team, if you sign up for this one service, that will be there in under 10 minutes. Imagine this. You've got some dirtbag, and you know it's outside your door. He's making a ruckus, and he wants to come inside. He comes inside. You know, if you call the police, you know, God bless the police, but it's going to take them. It could take them 30, 40 minutes. Meanwhile, what is this guy going to do? Or woman. So you call North State Security at 243-0295, and guess what happens? Whew, here they come. They're going to take care of it for you. They're trained to take care of these situations. North State Security has more people on the road at any one time than the police department. North State Security is the largest security firm north of Sacramento. They handle it all. Again, give them a call, 243-0295. We'll be right back after these messages.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see love that money just
River Resort and Casino is the best place to bring in 2018. Purchase your Mardi Gras New Year's Eve Bash tickets now. This party kicks off Sunday, December 31st at 7:30, featuring DJ Backward, mixing it up for headlining act The Basics, performing all the top 40 you need to dance the night away. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets $50 per person, includes a buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, and $5 free slot play. VIP is only $250 per couple, includes a delicious buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, New Year's breakfast, $20 free slot play, and a room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino. This event sells out fast. Be sure to reserve your tickets online at windriver.com or at the River Club. Plus, Elements will be open at 1:30 a.m. for a New Year's breakfast for $9 with River Club card. For details on Wind River Resort and Casino's signature New Year's Eve Bash Mardi Gras, download the Wind River app, offering a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better. Mardi Gras, New Year's Eve at the River.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certification. Service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of the Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
This is Jim Gibson. As a Navy veteran and former submariner, I want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to my fellow submariners and the other North State veterans. But we want to also remember those that are overseas and a Happy New Year for them, and we should be praying for all of them.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. We're right downtown in downtown Reading. I look out through our studios, through the next studios, and out on the sidewalk, and it is so exciting out there. People beating on the windows, screaming at, okay, the one guy that was screaming at the parking meter, I couldn't help it. I wanted to go out and take a selfie with him, but you got to wait before I could get out there. Hey, you know what? We're talking about all things going on here, but let's talk about Northern Firearms Instruction. We're talking about North State Security. Now we're talking about Northern Firearms Instruction. Two completely separate companies, of course. The largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California is Northern Firearms Instruction. Check them out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. They teach all over, like I said, over 30 counties. Concealed carry, everything you could possibly imagine. Give them a call. Okay, gentleman just called, said at Walmart. Did he say it was at Walmart? He just says,
I think just in general.
Just in general. He says, when I try to buy razor blades, they just won't open it up. You've got to tell them what you want, and they'll bring it to you, like drugs. Can you believe it? Well, you know, those little razor blades are like $33 a shot. Have you noticed that? Until you find, you know, you can find the generic kind, but you have to see it says it fits this kind of razor blade because these handles, I have it right now in my house, four handles for razors, of which only one fits the razors I have. So as part of my getting organized campaign, I threw all three of the other ones away. The next day, I found another set of razor blades for one of those that was gone. But hey, it's a time to talk. No, I think I'm going to save it for next hour. The sexual harassment, sexual assaults, all of these things that are happening. Talking about Al Franken and so many other things like that. And who's it's touching? Because it just got a conservative congressman also. Drew Brees, quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, guy's been around for a while. He's a stand-up guy. He has come out and he said, "Look, Thursday night games are too dangerous." He says, "In our game we had, the four people we had injured should never have been injured, but we're playing on Thursday nights after playing on Sunday, and it's not enough time for people to recover and to rest up in those 3 days." They play Sunday, sometimes Sunday night, and they come in until Thursday. He says, look at the number of injuries. The only reason we're doing this is because the owners in the NFL want more money. He says, yeah, we get more money too, but now we're starting to get people hurt. So, you know, they're going to bring it up in the next, you know, collective bargaining that they do away with Thursday night football. Do you watch that?
I'm not a huge football fan.
Yeah, I don't watch it anyway now because of, you know, all the crap that goes on with it.
Oh, well, I didn't really watch it to begin with. So.
Yeah, but, you know, I understand, you know, these concussion protocols and all that, they were forced into by the medical associations because of all these guys getting hurt and then dying later on from their heads being, their brains getting shaken, just like, you know, it's traumatic brain injury and an explosion, or if you're a boxer and you get punched all the time, you know, this thing with football, too. So they had to start doing concussion protocols so they wouldn't just let them play if they've been injured, if their brain's been injured. I understand that. The reciprocal agreements for concealed carry has been voted on and has left the Congress, left the House of Representatives. They passed it. It's now in the Senate. Now, ordinarily, you'd say, okay, it's going to die there. But it appears that there are enough senators to pass this. So that means that if you have a, if you have permission to carry a concealed weapon in lower Gator Butt, Louisiana, you can come out in California and carry it. What do you think about that, Jared? What do you think about it, my friends? What do you think about the idea that if I have, I could be able to carry, I've got my California concealed carry. Should I be able to carry in New York with that? How about if I had one where I just don't have to even go through a class and I can carry? So I don't have, maybe I know one end of the pistol from another. Maybe I don't. Do I know, you know, all the safety things about it? Not putting your finger on the trigger. Don't point it at anybody. Know what's behind you when you shoot and all that. Should I be able to, and it's because the state shall issue me one, because that's all right. Should each state honor the other state on this? Because this can become the law of the land here in another couple of weeks. And Trump signs it. So that anybody that gets a concealed carry, no matter where it is, and in some states you can get a concealed carry, abusive relationships, you know, like that. And, you know, here in California, you can't. If you have domestic violence, you can't. In some states, it's a certain level of it, and you can carry. And then the other thing is you could also have violence in your background, and you can still carry in that state, which would mean that we would have to accept it in this state. So I'm really pro Second Amendment, and I'm really pro on people being able to have guns. But I also teach guns. I also teach concealed carry. And I know there's people out there that before they take that class, they have no concept of how to shoot a gun. Now, will they carry a gun? I don't know. A lot of them won't, but many of them will. After the class, they know how to carry, at least. They know how to handle it safely, how to shoot it safely, how to load it and unload it safely, how to have it safe around themselves, other people, and their kids, how to store it safely, how to have it in your car safely, all these things. We teach this, and before they leave, they can do that. But I also know I've seen people that if they have no training, and you said, okay, you can carry this gun. You can put it in your, you know, your cute little appendix carry. You put it in your briefcase or whatever. And now you can carry this anywhere in the United States. Jared's over there. I think, you know, when he starts rubbing his beard, he gets uncomfortable. So are you rubbing your beard there, buddy? No. I mean, tell me what you think about this. I mean, it doesn't make any difference what you think about the Second Amendment. To me, the Second Amendment should be not touched. And people are saying this is part of the Second Amendment, that you should be able to carry, you know, a concealed weapon. If our sheriff here makes people go through a 12-hour class. There's other sheriffs in this state that makes you have a 4-hour class and no shooting. Think about this. Anyway, I mean, I don't know how big a problem this will be. It seemed kind of interesting that it looks like this thing could pass. You know, I've never thought it could pass. Hey, when we come back after the break, I got Connor Sutton coming in here. I'm talking about basketball and a couple other things for a few minutes. But then I want to get into the Al Franken and everything the Democrats are doing right now. And why do you think everybody turned on Franken at the last moment together to get him? Why do you think that is? Because he's a bad guy? Because the Democrats think he's a bad guy? Or are their targets much larger than a little senator from Minnesota? I think we're going to talk about that. We are going to talk about that. I think we're going to find out that maybe Al Franken is the one that, you know, is proverbially called thrown under the bus. We'll be right back after these messages, after the news.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
TownHall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Aztec, New Mexico is a community in mourning, mourning the loss of two students killed in a shooting yesterday at the local high school. Maria Talamonte attends the school and says it's going to take a long time to heal from this.
I'm pretty shocked still and in shock. I lost a friend today, and it's just hard.
She spoke to KOAT-TV at a vigil last night for the victims. A student gunman was also killed. The latest of the Southern California wildfires burning in San Diego County, being stoked by gusty winds that are not expected to calm down today. The blaze has burned dozens of homes while tearing across 6 square miles. The biggest of the fires burning north of L.A. in Ventura County. That's where homeowner Steve Andruskowitz says he and his family are taking no chances.
We're leaving. We've been packed up since Tuesday. We left Tuesday night and stayed down at our son's house. We came back yesterday, stayed the night. This has got me worried because of the blowing embers.
That fire now covers 180 square miles. Two more members of Congress calling it quits.
Trent Franks, a staunch conservative Republican from Arizona, says he asked two of his female aides if they would consider becoming a surrogate mother after his wife had several failed pregnancies. He says he did not mean to make them feel uncomfortable. House leaders took the allegations to the Ethics Committee, and Franks announced that he'll resign, saying he wouldn't get a fair investigation in the current climate. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And Minnesota Democratic Senator Al Franken also planning to resign. He's facing numerous sexual misconduct allegations. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 83 points. NASDAQ ahead 47. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Gets calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I can trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
Hundreds of Palestinian protesters clashing with Israeli security forces in the West Bank cities of Hebron, Bethlehem, and Ramallah today in a show of rage over President Trump's decision recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Palestinian groups have called for a day of rage to mark their rejection of President Trump's decision, while the Islamist group Hamas has called for a new intifada, or uprising. Palestinian officials said dozens of people were wounded in yesterday's clashes in the West Bank and Gaza. However, the protests have not so far reached the scale of those during the summer when a crisis erupted over access to one of Jerusalem's holy sites. The U.S. has warned the Palestinians against cancelling talks with Vice President Mike Pence during his visit to the region later this month, after a senior Palestinian official said he was not welcome.
The BBC's Tom Bateman in Jerusalem says there's been at least a report of one Palestinian death today. News and analysis, townhall.com. President Trump's ban on travelers from some predominantly Muslim countries is before the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia today.
13 judges will be asked to decide if President Trump's updated travel ban violates the Constitution by discriminating against Muslims. The administration says it's necessary to protect national security. Today's hearing comes 4 days after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the administration can fully enforce the ban, even as separate challenges continue. Opponents say the latest ban is another attempt to fulfill his campaign pledge to keep Muslims out of the U.S. The administration's position is that the ban is based on legitimate national security concerns. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Unemployment held at a 17-year low, 4.1% last month, while the government says employers added 228,000 jobs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brood. Open 24 hours a day. Open 7 days a week. It's not 24 hours a day, though. At, well.
At what?
Well, they're just open 7 days a week.
2143 Hilltop.
2143 Hilltop Drive. Thank you very much. I just completely missed that when I was walking around. I'm reading this sometime. I'm also reading at the same time, which I shouldn't do. I can't read and talk at the same time, obviously. Anyway, they newly remodeled. They have the great, still have the great customer service and the great walk-in humidor. Think of that for Christmas, my friends. Okay, it's what's the weather look like here, buddy?
It is still 34 degrees down here, or here downtown. Today it's going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 71, a low of 40. Tomorrow it's going to be sunny and clear with a high of 71, a low of 41. On Sunday it's going to be sunny and clear with a high of 68, a low of 40. And on Monday, sunny and clear with a high of 68 and a low of 42.
There you go. Weather report's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. A veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And you know what? You won't be sorry for that. And something else, too. Let me tell you a little something else about Chuck and Judy Kenny. They have grown their business, but one of the things that they've done is they won an award a couple years ago. It's still going on because they're hiring more for hiring veterans. And he started another company down there, an offshoot of what he's doing, and he hires all veterans for that. So he won an award from the state of California for being a small business that hires veterans like that. He was in competition with many, many other businesses, but he was one of the ones selected. Great deal for them. Okay, great deal for our veterans. We just got this, and it's probably been, you know, you've probably already seen this, it's circulating around. The Reading police have reported there was an officer-involved shooting at 2604 Wilson Avenue near Shasta View at 2:03 this morning. An investigation is underway, and they are advising people to stay out of the area still, because that investigation is going to take a while. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Not going to find any better compassionate in-home quality health care than Home Helpers. You've got to give them a call at 226-8350. Why? Because they're all handpicked. I was just talking to Sharon Clark yesterday. She hand-selects these people. She makes sure that they meet the needs of the customers that she serves. She puts together a good team to support the people out there that they are. You know, you want to keep your loved one where they're happiest. And where's that? In their home. Connor Sutton just strolled in here off the street.
I did.
I saw him out there. He was shaking a couple of the parking meter, see if any quarters fell out. But
I was not. I'm not a big quarter guy.
You're not a big quarter guy.
No,
huh?
I'm not. Okay. I'm not. But I did hear what you were saying last segment about razor blades. And
yeah.
I got to tell you, here's what I do now.
You shave?
I do shave. I know you can't tell. I know you can't tell. But
Connor,
I do shave.
Connor is just, he is a splendid looking young man that looks like, you know, okay, how old are you?
22.
Okay. Yeah. You can pass.
You know what? You can.
You still get carded. You still get carded.
Oh yes, I still get carded. Absolutely.
Okay.
Anyway, you're okay. Dollar Shave Club, great way to do it.
Oh, you know, I've heard about that.
It's pretty fantastic.
Do you ever read the reviews?
No, I
read. You need to go read the reviews.
Oh, I use it myself, and I love it.
Do
so
you,
I,
have
I
the handles know. Ever broken?
Uh-uh.
Okay, because that's the one thing you read. Maybe it's a different. I think they've got a couple of different ones out there.
Yeah.
So the Dollar Shave Club, that's right, and it. What's it cost?
Does it
cost a dollar? Or is
it's $4 a month.
Well, then why do they call it the Dollar Shave Club?
Well, because I think when it started, it was a dollar.
Well, maybe it's because it's $4 a month, but you get four razors.
You get four, yeah, that's true. So maybe
one
it's
razor
dollar.
Is a dollar.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's still a great deal.
That's my 2 cents on the razor blade.
Well, you know what? You can look at that, and they probably got great deals now around Christmas.
But then again, I don't have, like you said, I don't have thick facial hair at all. I shaved last night, and you can't tell, so...
My solution is I just don't shave.
I've noticed that. You shave some places, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
That's the beauty of being a radio guy right there, Jared.
Jared's got the beard for radio. But, you know, all my producers have got weird hair. You know? Not weird. I shouldn't say that. They've got a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you got Jared, who's got a beard and hair, and you got Bob, who's got a beard.
Yep.
And then you got the other Bob, who's got long hair, combed in different directions. I'm sorry. I'm just one of those days. Connor, what's going on in the world of sports here, buddy?
Oh.
Hey, did you just see, I was just talking about Drew Brees.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you saw what he said was, he's come out real strong. We got to end this Thursday night football.
Yeah.
Either that or you got to give the people the Sunday off.
I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
But the problem is, as a fan of the sport and of Thursday night football, it's hard for me to be like, oh, we shouldn't have football on Thursdays. But I do agree with what he's saying. Guys, we're trying to push them out there 3 days after their most recent game. And they're not getting the preparation they need either.
Yeah.
And they're not getting the treatment. I mean, because if you talk to guys who, not really quarterbacks, but usually in
it's
the
not
trenches,
the quarterback.
No.
Those guys,
he's speaking
it's those
up.
300-pound yeah. guys that are pounding each other for, the whole game.
And a lot of times, they're
moving. Some of them are moving fast.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
moving side to side. You know, they're tweaking parts of their bodies that need some rest after that.
Yep. And a lot of the guys in the trenches, as you mentioned, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, linebackers, they're still recovering from their, not really injuries, but being banged up till Wednesday. So by the time it's Wednesday, they're still having to recuperate while also training and preparing for the game on Thursday. So I do understand what he's saying.
Just imagine this. Okay, it doesn't have to be a 300-pound guy, but this is just how much do you weigh?
I mean, 150. I'm not,
150.
Can you tell?
So
I
you have
a
another
player?
Yeah. Well, you have another 150-pound guy.
Okay.
And you just pound on each other for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, just slamming each other. You're pushing each other.
Yep.
And I mean, you know, how are you going to feel the next day? And then you have somebody else crash into you,
yep. You
know, from the side or on your back or something like this. It's no wonder, you know, you talk about some of the in the football that their offensive line is left with like one player, you know, halfway through the season. The rest of them are just, you know, injured. And they're, you know, guys that were playing one position are shifting them over because they have to be able to play three positions because of all the injuries out there.
Yeah, it is crazy. One thing I did note, I was watching.
I read about it because I don't watch very much football
No. Because
I'm right in the middle of
yeah.
that, you know, the church. Okay. Because I
was,
used to like watch football.
I was watching college football.
College football.
Saturday. And my issue with there's a new thing that I think should be accounted for quarterbacks. When you throw a good pass and your wide receiver drops the pass and ends up in an interception, somehow in football we need to create a statistic similar to like an unearned run for baseball where a quarterback
yeah.
doesn't get penalized
yeah.
for an interception that wasn't his fault. And you have an official scorekeeper like you do for baseball. So, and it doesn't affect the quarterback rating, which goes into play. When you look at a quarterback's statistics at the end of the year, you look at his touchdown-interception ratio. To me, that shouldn't be a factor in there.
Well, what if you throw it right in his hands and he just drops it and there's
yeah.
no interception?
Well,
that's something else, too. See, there should be a drop pass.
I agree.
There should be bad pass, drop pass, interception caused by a stupid receiver. I'm not sure how you could put that in there.
I don't know. In the game notes, they might have to clean it up a little bit.
A little
but,
bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, that's interesting. Because you do see that where, I mean, the guy's hands,
mm-hmm.
and they managed to, you know,
pop
well,
it up.
And again, here's a 190-pound guy running at 30 miles an hour across the field where you've got two other guys that are weighing about the same approaching him at 30 miles an hour.
Oh, no.
And he knows as soon as that ball comes into his hands, they're going to impact on him. It takes a certain amount of.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I just think that the quarterback.
Moxie.
Exactly. The quarterback should not get penalized.
I think they should because they get paid too much.
Well, there you go.
And you know what? They get paid an awful lot of money. Everybody, well, yeah, but you know what? See, if somebody came from Mars and came down and saw that, they could, you know, they say, oh, look at him. Look at all these interceptions. Anybody that's been around the game knows that probably a third, at least a third of those interceptions are caused by inept hands or a mistake made by the receiver. You know, so I think they look at it like that. It's kind of like, you know, when you're in school and you get the, you know, and you get the curve.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, everybody's in there.
Yep.
Just a thought. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break here. I'm with Connor Sutton, and I want to talk to Connor about a couple other things. And sports, like right now, we're doing all the Simpson basketball games, mm-hmm. and the, you know, as Todd Franklin says, I don't want to be the cupcake on the schedule anymore. So we want to talk about that a little bit.
Let's do
this
it.
Portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Guys, girls, you're looking for the perfect gift. And you head on down to Four Winds Jewelry and see Rebecca or Henry. They have the perfect gift. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a trained watch repairman. They have it all at Four Winds Jewelry, including great customer service and a total honesty in what they're doing and what they're saying. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
A movie, a party, an experience. This December 17th at the Cascade Theater, starting at 6 p.m., music with Linda Bott and her Jingle Elves, with Cleveland Bonet, Bruce Kahlen, and Joe Larson, playing your favorite Christmas songs in the lobby before the classic movie begins, Miracle on 34th Street. The night begins with good old-fashioned fun, themed drinks for all ages, and an ugly sweater contest, and more. You may even win a beautiful piece of jewelry donated by Devon's Jewelers. There will be a visit from Santa, plus other surprises. Come join us at the Cascade Theater for a classic and fun Christmas event. On the Cascade's big screen, it's Miracle on 34th Street.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Music, dancing, and more, December 17th at the Cascade Theater, beginning at 6 p.m.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is Justin Locke from Veterans Diesel. I'd like to wish all of our veterans and men deployed overseas Merry Christmas. I know it's hard this time of year being away from your families, but we all appreciate your sacrifice. And come on down to see us at Veterans Diesel, where we offer 10% off labor to all our veterans and law enforcement and first responders.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah. Here in the studios of KCNR 1460, when something's going on downtown, we're right there. Not because we want to be. We're just right here downtown, and strange things happen out here. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Friday, the 8th of December. 35 degrees, going up to 71 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Another veteran-owned business is bringing you this portion of the show. Knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. From he can fix a chip under the size of a dime. Which, by the way, if you get water in it, condensation, and it goes down to 32 or 31 or 30, it will freeze, and it can expand and crack your windshield. Because then you go down and see him, because he can fix a crack if it's up to 2.5 feet in length, and it saves you from having to get a whole new windshield in there. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Again, it's a veteran-owned business. I'm here with Connor Sutton, and we were talking football and how you know things have changed out there. The the NFL, of course, you know, is under attack right now. But Goodall just got a possible $200 million contract from the NFL. Now, when I read that, I thought, 5 years, $200 million, but it's $3 million a year, but it's got all these incentives in it.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting, and I know there's the NFL Players Association just cannot stand Roger Goodell. So they're unhappy about it. I've seen a lot of NFL players lash out on Twitter and social media and stuff, but, you know.
$200 million. Yeah. You know, one of the things he was asking for was a private plane.
Yeah.
You know, one of the perks, you know, for to fly he and his family around and forever health insurance. You know, I mean, this is just kind of, I mean, you make $3.5 million a year, you know, guy. You get incentives, could pay you up another $40 million a year. I think you can pay for your own health insurance,
exactly.
Right? Not only that, but you could probably fly first class.
Yeah.
We don't need, but then again, Roger Goodell, he goes, well, you know what? People say nasty things to me, you know, because if I'm in the plane. You know.
Yeah, well, I know he gets paid grossly more than any other. Commissioner, but I think the best commissioner is Adam Silver in the NBA. So that's just my opinion. But he's
that's because you
job.
Like basketball.
That's also true. So I'm
well,
opinionated.
I'm getting so that I'm getting so jaded in professional sports. Except you know, believe it or not, baseball. And I never used to watch baseball, but baseball is taking on a new life with me. Hmm. Maybe because I've been going down and watching the Colt 45s play and watching Simpson. You know, and you know, it brings kind of back a different aspect. Now, but speaking of football one more time, tomorrow night, Shasta mm-hmm. is going for the big enchilada. Shasta High School, the Wolves.
They are
going to be playing the that Marin Catholic School. And you know those guys recruit from all over the world. They've got a sumo wrestler who is 463 pounds is playing center. okay. I'm exaggerating.
Yeah, right.
But that's a big game for them.
That is a very big game. Unfortunately, I'm kind of competing with that over at Simpson with a basketball doubleheader. But
well, people, you know, they're watching. They're watching. Their, you know, watching their football.
Oh yeah.
But you've got with the basketball. It's a total different. To me, it's a different group. A lot of times, besides students, you've got a lot of people who just love basketball.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, you know, for me. The professional sports, I'm just totally jaded in them, except like some maybe baseball. But watching college and high school,
yeah,
the Simpson basketball team. Let's talk a little bit about that. Todd said on here, he said, we used to be the cupcake on the schedule. I hadn't heard that one before, but he said we're changing that.
Well, here's the thing. He has a lot of great quotes, by the way. Just talking to him, it's a blast. But So, for instance, we're playing Oregon Tech out of Klamath Falls, Oregon this Saturday. The women's team has beat them three of the last four times. So our women's program has been a little more, a lot more consistent in recent years.
Is the guys' team playing the girls?
No. No. The girls play the girls, guys play the guys.
I was just,
Yeah, right.
Thought they might have a good chance.
Exactly. However, the men's team has lost every single game to Oregon Tech.
Wow.
38 straight games. Yes. So what we're trying to push is that, hey, this is the one. Last time, because Simpson played Oregon Tech up in Klamath Falls, and I called the game, and Jared was here. We were down three at the half. And this is a team that had one of the greatest coaches of all time in Danny Miles at the NAIA level, went over 1,000 wins, one of the winningest coaches in college basketball.
Tell people what the NAIA is.
It's like a smaller version of the NCAA.
And right. That's what it is. It's for smaller colleges and universities.
Yes. And
where I went to school up in Central Washington State College, and then went to Central Washington State University. All NAIA.
Yep. So it
levels the playing field.
Yes, absolutely. And what's incredible is because athleticism is improving so much, a lot of NAIA schools can start competing with NCAA schools.
Chaminade, I think, is an NAIA.
It's not
big enough, but it competes at the basketball level with the big boys.
Right. We've had a team in our conference this year who beat Northern Arizona, which is a D1 school.
Mm-hmm.
And they split it up in the NAIA, so there's NAIA Division II. That's what we are. You only give out 6 full-ride scholarships in NAIA Division I, where you can give out 10. So we're competing against, in non-conference games, we're competing against these schools and teams that have more money to give away to students. So non-conference schedule is usually a little tougher for Simpson and schools in our conference. However, the men's basketball team, and even the women's basketball team, too, have really improved so much in the last couple of years. And I tell you what, I've been saying this a lot on the air and to people around town, that coming and watching a Simpson game here in Reading, it could be the best show in Reading because it is incredible. Last home game, there was a tip dunk where we had one of our players dunk over 3 guys, a couple of unbelievable blocks. I mean, really Showtime-style basketball, fast-paced. And we're doing a lot of stuff in timeouts, breaks, to get fans involved. And I tell you what, it is just a blast.
Well, if you have not gone down and seen a Simpson game, this is a good chance to do it then. Because they're playing, like you said, 38. And they're 0-38. Just think, you could be there.
Yep. And we're saying, why not us?
Why not us?
Why not us? Why not this time?
Let's why not it. This time? And what's Todd say?
Oh, he's all about it. We released a little promo video, and he said it's time to break the streak.
It is.
So... tomorrow night, 5:30 for the women's game, 7:30 for the men's game. We hope to see you out there. It's going to be just a blast.
Okay. And you can hear it right here.
Yep.
Right here on KCNR 1460. Did you know that, buddy?
The following Monday, the 18th.
It's not okay.
Tomorrow's game is not on the air.
Okay. Oh, tomorrow's game's okay. Not on the air. No. Okay.
I'm scared, Jared, for a second.
You gave me a list of those, but I don't have them here in front of me, which ones we're doing.
December 18th.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, we got all that. Yep. All right. But this is going to be a great game.
Great game.
Two great games.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. We're here with Connor Sutton. And Connor is our announcer for football and basketball. And who else knows what's coming down the pike here? Because we have a world-class softball team here.
Yeah, that's
at
true.
Simpson. And people, I think some people realize that they were, champs?
They won a national championship back in 2015. They were ranked as high as 6th in the NEI last year. So they are fun to watch, let me tell you.
Didn't they lose to the eventual winner?
They did. They lost
to put them out.
Yep, yeah, Oklahoma City, who was 63-1 that year. The only loss came to a D1 team. Went down to the wire. Final score was 3-1 on a couple close calls by the umpires that could have gone either way.
Close calls by the umpires. I love that.
You know, hey, we gotta give them a hard time a little bit. But just a blast to watch. Really good kids. Outstanding athletes. They're focused. They're cheering on from the dugout. And it's a blast.
If you haven't watched fast-pitch softball with the girls, you're missing a great game.
Yep.
I mean, I tell you what, that ball is moving.
It's fast-paced.
You know, it's not your mom's and dad's softball.
It is not. It is not. It's fast-paced. And yeah, like you said, those pitches are coming when you're 60, 65 miles an hour. When you do the 90 or the 60-foot stretch for what it would be for Major League Baseball, the reaction time's around a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. So it's coming. It's coming fast.
At him. Okay. Connor, thanks a lot for being here with us, buddy.
Thank you. I haven't seen you in a while, so it's good to see you.
I know.
You.
Yeah, I'm glad you came by and you come by. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, I want to talk about the sexual harassment. All these cases, it's like it's up to over 100 people at this point. And I want to talk, though, about one last thing here. In our offices here, when you walk through the front door at 1326 Market, we have a Toys for Tots box that we'd sure like to fill up this year in conjunction with the United States Marine Corps, is that we want, just like you hear in other places, new unwrapped toys. But we'd like to fill this box up so we could give it to the Marines who will make sure that these toys find a happy home at Christmas. Just come on down, drop your stuff off, say hello, and let's help make some kids have a let's help kids have a happier Christmas this year. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Our Shasta County Veterans Service Office wishes all active duty, their families, and local veterans a Merry Christmas. Our troops make a courageous effort year-round to ensure Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, saluting all Armed Forces men and women and wishing you a happy holiday season.
The salute brought to you by Simpson University and Dan's Optical.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Good morning. It's Friday, the 8th of December. I'm choking to death here. I am drinking coffee and water and everything else. I'm not sure. This is just, you know, all these things that are happening. By the end of the week, Jared, I am choked up. Okay, everybody, for the next half hour, we're going to be talking. It's going to be open line, but I'm going to start it off. I know y'all had a little bit of a rant yesterday, but I'm going to start it off today with mine. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives best haircuts in the world, man's last stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. All of this at Cypress Square Barbershop. Let's start with the Democrats and Al Franken. Franken announces that he will resign in the next few weeks. Ha! Ha! Do you believe that? Here's what's going on. How about this? How about all the women in the Senate turning on him at one time? Oh, okay. They're turning on one time. And even then, Franken says, hey, I did nothing. I did. Okay, yes, I had that photo. Yes, okay, all right. Maybe I did put my tongue down her mouth. I don't remember it like that. Then you've had these other five or six people allege things. Say things. Now, these are all alleged. These are not proven. He admitted one. Back before he was – this is before he was a senator. And he says, I will resign in the next few weeks. Why didn't he say, I'm going to resign tomorrow? I'll resign Monday. Okay, here's a reason. And you know why. He's staying in to see what happens with Moore. They need him for a couple votes. But he's also waiting to see what happens with Moore. Remember how, you know, instead of saying, this is not the way, I really remember all those scenes. And, oh, gosh, I really do respect women, except the ones I put my hands all over. So now they're going to say, as he leaves, he says, well, of course, you know, there is other people like that have videotape of them saying how he assaulted women. Or another one who's a pedophile. Meaning Roy Moore. Roy Moore, if you look at the girl, she's 14. I'm not sure that that's pedophilia. I think it's under the age. But not even saying that. Moore has denied every instance of this. He says it's not true. And there's only two people that have accused him. They've had five or six others. Says, oh, I dated him when I was a teenager. Well, did he do anything? No. Did he try anything? No. But, we went out. All right. Jerry Seinfeld went out with a 17-year-old. Nobody was getting too excited about that. Of course, Jerry Seinfeld wasn't running for Senate or anything. And Jerry Seinfeld's kind of funny. The other thing, though, is now, is this a case of they're throwing Franken under the bus because this gives them carte blanche then to say, oh, now we can go after Moore because Republicans are the party that abuses women. Now, they're going to be saying this. I promise you, this is what they're going to be saying. Just forgetting totally JFK, totally forgetting Bill Clinton, the rapist, and who was in there, who used his authority to have 22-year-olds perform sexual favors for him, that interns, totally just kind of like discounting that and just kind of pushing that aside. And then they're going to talk about Trump. See, they're not after Franken, they're just going to sacrifice. See you later. You've had a good time, Al. You've been there 8 years. You get your retirement. We want Trump. We want more. We want more and then more of Trump. All of this. Now, the thing I don't understand is if Franken really is innocent, which he said he is, how come he doesn't fight it? Jared, if somebody accused you of something and it was from years ago and there's no proof of it, except they said it is, and you know it's not true, wouldn't you fight that?
Absolutely, I would.
Yeah, well, so would I. I have a relative who was accused of, he's got a big business, and he was accused of something like this, not sexual assault, but being, rude to, somebody. And he said, that's not true. I did not do that. Well, if you just sign off here, we're not going to go to court. He took a lot, six figures of his own money and fought this case and won. And one, it wasn't true, because he knew it wasn't true. And because of that, it cost him. And he says, I look back on it now, maybe as I should have. But he said, I'm not going to be known as somebody that sexually harasses women or anything like that. So he fought it. Let's go to the phones. Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine. Got some thoughts here?
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking strategy-wise, Democrats usually are always, like, unfortunately, a couple steps ahead in regards to how they turn everything into a political opportunity. So, yeah, I think to validate your point there, I think the end game for them is to always eventually turn the attention on it being, oh, well, Trump's a bad guy no matter what. If we can't get it on the fact that we failed at trying to convince the American public that Russian paratroopers were at every polling station, that by God, we're gonna try and do whatever we can
Russian submarines again off the coast were surfacing and bringing in bus and bringing in like a thousand, you know, thousands of ballots, fake ballots. The Russians were doing that. Yeah, no, you're right. See, they here's what they want, because the media was so wrong in Trump. It's all they've done is try to convince the United States that they were right, that Trump's a bad guy. But see, they're losing out because the Russians have been pushed back. The economy is strong and getting stronger. He's passing a tax package. People are going to, you know, like 236,000 new jobs in November. Think about that. So you know, they have nothing left. So now it's got to be the sex thing.
Yeah. So what would happen if we were to just downright just ignore the Democrats and pretend like they didn't exist? Kind of like how they did it when Obama had the House and the Senate, and just like, you know, he used to taunt people and say, you know, elections have consequences. So let's continue to remind the Democrats of that. Well, elections have consequences, and over 60 million people in the United States voted for this new agenda.
Yep.
Get used to it, people. Thanks, Paul.
You bet, Rob. You know, and that's true, you know, because and Obama said it when they said, hey, wait a minute, he's not talking to us about Obamacare. And what he says is, hey, you guys lost. You had your chance there. You don't want to play? Then this is the way it's going to be. It's the same thing. Just look at it the other way. By the way, Trent Franks, a conservative representative out of the state of Arizona, just quit because allegations that was going to come up in front of the ethics committee. And it has to do with surrogate motherhood. That I guess when he was looking for a surrogate mother for he and his wife, that it became offensive to several women. He says, I really don't understand how this is, but you know what? I don't even want to go through this. And so here's another example of somebody, as far as I'm concerned, that if you were innocent, then you need to fight it. So, you know, so Trent, it was more than that. That's why you don't want to fight it. You know you're wrong. Whatever you did was wrong, and you're going to pay for it. So now you're just resigning from the House of Representatives. I just wonder how many, if you really got into it, I mean, if you really got into it, how many would be standing at the end of the year? Because you look at the way things just look at Bobby Kennedy. Not Bobby, but Teddy Kennedy. This guy walked on Chappaquiddick. He walked on Chappaquiddick. If he was still alive and the Me Too movement and this movement had started, you know, when he was there, Kennedy would have been gone. There was just too many things there. Anyway, okay, sexual harassment, sexual assault, all these things are going on, and it's not quitting. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms has been in the business of like 8 years, over 8 years, at 2539 Larkspur. I don't go anywhere else if I'm looking for a long gun or a pistol. They have all the firearms that you could possibly want to take a look at. They have great customer service. They welcome novice shooters. They have all the shooting accessories. They have CCW classes with Seth Stokes and other classes like that that will enhance your ability to use your firearms. They have, like I said, I've already said it, great customer service. They also have discounts for veterans. All of this at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur. And by the way, today is the 8th, so you have 10 days, that you can still pick up a gun. If you go down today, you can have it in time for Christmas. We'll be right back.
I beg your pardon.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new vines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
The McConnell Foundation wishes all active military, their families, and our local veterans who have served happy holidays. This is Shannon Phillips, Vice President of Operations for the McConnell Foundation. This time of year, Americans are serving our nation in places far from home, as they have every holiday season in our country's history. Let's remember as a community the sacrifices our men and women in uniform have made and will continue to make. The McConnell Foundation salutes our active duty and veterans by wishing you happy holidays.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda is off today. She sang last night at Wind River. It's a great, great, great time everybody had. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. If you're looking for the place, a company voted best in the North State because they are best in the North State, then it's Alliance Heating and Air for your HVAC problems. Keep your HVAC system working very well with Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Hey, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow at VFW Post 1934 is hosting the Army-Navy game. And it starts at 1100 hours. It's 11 o'clock for civilians. And if you're in the Navy, Mickey's little hand is on. Okay. It's on 1251 Oregon Street. It's next to Woody's. Large screen TVs, potluck luncheon. They're also going to have a, also it's going to be catered. I think they said they're also it's going to be catered there. The bar is going to be open. Family members and guests are welcome and must be signed in by a VFW member. But if you're a guest and you want to go down, if you're a veteran, you are welcome to go in there. And if you're somebody, you're not a veteran, you just want to go down and whoop it up, and somebody will sign you in. VFW Post, 1934, an Army-Navy game. Yeah, I'm My buddy walked through here. Good morning there, Wade.
Morning, Rich. Carl.
How you doing?
I'm good. It's nice outside today.
It's going to go up to 71. It's 36 now. In fact, Jared, what's it going to look like here for the weekend? I think it's going to be pretty nice for the weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be highs of 71 and 68 Saturday and Sunday, and clear.
There you go. And, you know, you can't ask for more than that. Here it is. It is December. It's almost Christmas, and we're out here. You're walking around in shirt sleeves. I am. I see people out there in shorts.
It doesn't seem like December. It seems like it's a lot warmer this year.
Yeah, well, ask the people in Southern California with the fires that are raging down there. That because there's, you know, the Santanas are blowing down there too.
That's not good.
What are you doing for Christmas?
Staying home with the family. You know, it's funny. My youngest son Shane, he's doing the countdown. You know, every morning I go, how many days till Christmas? And then he's right on top of it. So
you know, then if you've got that many more days, like I think it's 17 shopping days till Christmas.
Yep.
And somebody said, no, that's Christmas Day. I said, well, if you're a guy, Christmas Day counts.
I haven't started yet. My wife is like, I think she's almost done.
Yeah, Linda is too. I mean, she goes to things and buys stuff during the year, and she just stores them away. Uh-huh. This is for Christmas.
Now I have a question. How do you buy for Linda? Because I keep asking Bobette, you know, what do you want for Christmas? And she looks at me like I should know. You know, and it's like I'm supposed to be able to read her mind, okay? I love my wife, but she's not giving me a lot to work with here.
You don't make her give you a list of five things?
Well, I keep asking. I go, honey, what do you want for Christmas? And you know, I get this blank look.
Jewelry always works.
Yeah, she's not that big of a jewelry person.
Well, see,
one of the reasons I love her so much.
Well, as Linda said to me that one time, you can never have too many guns, honey. And I went, oh, yeah. And she says, or too many diamonds. Oh. So I look at it like that. Well, you know what? You've got her new car.
Yeah.
You've taken her all over the place.
Well, we try.
I would think, how about this? Why don't you... What?
I know, it's a tough one.
Gosh, you know what? It is tough.
Okay, Carl, you got to be thinking about this and help me out.
Okay, I'll work on this one.
I do not want to be in trouble come December 25th.
You know what you could do is, I know, you could buy her a turkey hunt.
Does she like to hunt? She's not been a big hunter, but you never know.
A spring hunt?
You never know.
A spring turkey hunt. Get her in a little camouflage out there and get her with a guide, goes out there and shoots a turkey. Hey, eat the turkey. That's fun.
That could be fun.
That could be a lot of fun. It's something you would never think about doing.
That's true.
Yeah.
I would have never thought of that. That's a great idea, Carl.
How about going down the Rogue River up there in, not Klamath Falls, but the Grants Pass? No, it's before that. Medford. Around there, they have these Rogue River tours for like a luncheon or a dinner. Mm-hmm. You go for like 6 hours, and it's like $60. And you stop, and you get a dinner, mm-hmm. nice dinner. And
yeah, see, that sounds like fun.
And it's just a day thing, so you go up there and you spend the night before, yeah. Make the run, and get home the next day, and it's really fun.
Yeah, I don't really rough it. My idea of roughing it...
That's not roughing it.
Yeah, see, because my idea of roughing it is no room service.
I know, and that's exactly the way it is in my house. I remember one time I came back from a deployment, and the person I was with said, hey, let's go camping. And I just looked at him, and I went, what? Not Linda. Linda would never say that. And I said, what? Well, let's just go camping. You know, hike in and camp. And I just, where do you think I've been for the last 8 months, 9 months? I've been camping.
Yeah, my family doesn't get it. I think the last time I slept on the ground was a Gallon Eagle 79 exercise.
There you go.
You know, and that's
in the service.
That's the last time I slept on the ground, and I swear I'm never going to do it again.
I'm going to bring this up one more time because I've been doing it all week ever since Jeff Wallace told me about it, and then Chief Roger Moore confirmed it, that Safeway loses $3 million a year in shoplifting.
Jeez Louise.
$3 million a year. It's hard for me to fathom that. And then I start talking to people, and they're saying, oh, no, you can't buy razors. You know, they won't even open it up for you in some stores. You have to tell them what kind of razor blades you want because they're so easily stolen. And, you know, they're locking up underwear. They're locking up everything. I mean, I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, I mean, my gosh, and you know why is because Jeff Wallace said here, Lieutenant Wallace said here and said it's easy. If it's under a certain amount, we stop them. Mm-hmm. We take the stuff and we write them a citation that says they have to show up in court.
Yeah. And yeah. How's that working?
Well, not working at all. That's why most of the most wanted are people failure to appear.
And most of the stores now don't even stop shoplifters. Even if they catch them in the act, they will let them walk out the door because of all the problems.
You're right, because of the problems. So the post office, somebody called in and said, post office has taken the stamps. There's no stamps. You can't grab stamps off the counters anymore. And I got somebody else calling in. And people, you know, this is talk radio. You feel free to get on and talk. Okay. The VFW event that I just talked about for the last 5 minutes is canceled.
Uh-oh.
That's weird. VFW Post 1934 is not hosting the Army-Navy game, so all that's canceled. Don't go. Anyway, and the other person wrote put stamps on counter. What's going on with our world here, Wade?
It's scary, Carl. I guess maybe I just grew up in a different time, you know, and, you know, morality and values seem to be waning now. You know, I don't know. There was a fear of reprisals when I was growing up. You know, I said yes, sir, and no, sir, because there was a fear factor from my father, who was a very strict disciplinarian. You know, and I think maybe that type of discipline is what's lacking now.
One of our listeners just said, you know what, it's hard to tell what women want for Christmas because they've been hinting about it for months. We just haven't been listening. You know what, they've got to do something like wave a flag.
I think so.
I think it's the old waving the red flag. It says, okay, think about this. Wave the flag. Tell me that. And I go, oh. Because Linda will say things, well, I told you that.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now she asks me, she says, what percentage are you listening right now?
Oops.
Because one day she said, are you listening to me? And I went, yeah. She says, how much? I said, about 25%. I said, a lot of times I start right at 99, honey, and it just drops, depending on what it is.
Well, yeah, it depends on the conversation. It depends on the conversation.
She's talking about she and the girlfriends, and I'm you go like this. She's talking something else that could have an impact on me. I'm right up there at 80.
Yeah,
it's never 100. Yeah, sorry.
Bobette requires my eye contact. You know, if she's talking to me, I have to make eye contact, Carl.
No, that's right.
Because if I'm not, then she's going to assume that I'm just not listening.
She's going to be like the third grade teacher and say, eyes on me.
And if the TV's on, the chances are I'm probably not.
Well, Linda goes, put it on hold. And I'm like, click. Okay, now I know she's serious. Let's go to the phones. Mary, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm enjoying your conversation. Carl, you mentioned that there was a place, cabins up along the coast, which were a perfect hideaway for a man and a woman to, a significant couple, et cetera, to, you know, break away from everything that's happening down here in the other world. But one of the things was when I was looking for a gift for myself a long time ago, I wanted to go see the Lippinser stallions and other things that come up online. You find out where they are and you plan your trip. Not necessarily the stallions, but something else, another event. I mean, it's kind of far away from going to the Indianapolis 500. But
that's a great idea, Mary.
It is a good idea.
Getting out of town, yes.
It is. You know, that's a great idea because you can find something, and then toward the last week you just say you're going to have to start packing. Mm-hmm. And you don't tell them what it's for. You just
say,
you're going to have to bring an evening dress, you have to bring this, and then it'll be all, that's a great idea, Mary. Thank you. You just saved two guys' lives.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. That's a great idea.
Thank you, Mary. Hey, as long as we're thanking people, I want to thank Joe and Lanny. And Laney, I'm sorry. They listen to the show all the time, along with so many other people. But I want to say thank you to them because, you know, they also come to all of Linda's events, as does Kim and George and many others. But I said I'd say give a big shout-out to them. So I'm thinking about you, too, and we'll be seeing you all soon. But that's a good idea.
No, that's a great idea.
Because, you know, how many times a girl say, well, you surprise me. Well, that's tough.
And then it's also the you never take me anywhere thing.
You never take
me. So this solves a lot of things.
You can get the you don't surprise me and you don't take me anywhere.
Although Bobette is, she's so easygoing, I have been totally blessed, because she doesn't ask for anything. And that's the problem. She doesn't ask for anything. So thank you for the idea. That's a great idea.
That's a good idea. You know what? Now I know that Linda would love to go to New Orleans. She's never been there.
Oh, that's fun.
I've been there several times. So, I mean, one of those things where you just get the tickets and just say, oh, by the way, don't plan anything for this weekend.
You've been to Mardi Gras?
I'm going to tell you a story after the show
oh.
about how I missed Mardi Gras and how I was offered a all-expense-paid trip by the government to go down when Mardi Gras was going on. And it didn't click in my head that Mardi Gras was going in, and I turned it down because it was, you know.
Oh, no.
To go visit this one place that was right next to, it was right across the line from New Orleans.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I just missed that one totally. Yeah, but that was it. So, no, I've never been there, but I've been to New Orleans several times. You know, frankly, every time I went to it, it's gotten a little bit seedier. So, you know, I'm not sure we really want to go back.
Are you
now.
Doing that to New Orleans? Is that what's happening?
It could be. Could be. Wade Riggs, good friend here. So, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Don't go to the Army-Navy game at the VFW Post because that was just canceled. They just told me about that. There's so many other things going on. The basketball out at Simpson. We have of course, the big Shasta Wolves game against Marin Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
Also tomorrow night. So go out there and cheer for our local teams. Have a great day, and remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Southern California's Camp Pendleton Marine Base, as a wildfire continues to burn, Cal Fire Captain Nick Schuler tells KGTV the San Diego County blaze has proven to be a real challenge.
During the initial phases of the fire, as people were trying to evacuate, this fire was being fanned by Santa Ana winds, and people could not get out of their homes fast enough. Unfortunately, that's how three of the burn injuries occurred.
The biggest of the wildfires is north of Los Angeles in Ventura County.